Say Jazakumullah khairan to Hafiz Zakaria as well as Hafiz Muhammad Omar for the beautiful rendition. And important is that these words inspire us to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the barometer of love? Just two quotations. Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu was asked a question, and he was the fountainhead of wisdom, that described to us what love you as the fraternity of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. And he would say, كان والله أحب إلينا من آبائنا وأمهاتنا وأموالنا وأولادنا ومن الماء البرد على الظمأ. He says that والله, our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam superseded the love we had for our mothers, fathers, children, and all our wealth put together. And he says, nay, it is even more than that. The love and yearning that you have for a glass of cold water on an extremely hot day, our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam superseded all the aforementioned. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an, whom Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says about, that I have repaid in full every person who has conferred any favor upon me, with the exception of one personality in my ummah, and that is Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu an. For what he has done for me and the deen of Islam, I cannot fully repay him in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will personally recompensate him on the day of judgment. On a very glorious and happy occasion for Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu an, that after many years of trying and making an effort, finally his elderly father Abu Quhafa accepted Islam. On the occasion of his accepting Islam, now look at the foresight here. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu an says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that occasion, La Islamu Abi Talibin ahabbu ilayya min Islamihi. That even on this occasion, O my beloved, O my leader, had your uncle Abu Talib accepted Islam, it would have given me great joy if he was in place of my father, because I know that his Islam would have been more cooling to your eyes than the Islam of my father. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability to at least take a step to emulating these great companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in expressing love for the most lofty and beloved in the creation of Allah Ta'ala. Coming on to the final program for tonight, inshallah, we will be having advices to be given to us by a very, very senior, respectable alim, not just in our surrounding community, but in our country, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Dayasab, who has served sterlingly in a locality nearby to us, Alexandra Township initially, and thereafter in the recent years in Marlborough Gardens. Hazrat Maulana's insight and wisdom, I know many, many people who on many occasions had taken a flight all the way from Cape Town or Durban just to come and sit in the company, take advice and counsel from Maulana, and would take the next flight back. So we have a lot of experience, a lot of spirituality in the advices that are given to us now, inshallah. Let us listen attentively to the advices of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Dayasab, inshallah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa laaqibatu lil muttaqeen. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيئنا وهادينا وكريمنا ومؤلمينا وسندنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وأولاده وذرياته وأهل بيته وأزهاره وأنصاره وأشيائه وأتباعه وأمته وعلينا معهم أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد بحر انوارك معدن اسرارك ولسان حجتك وعروس مملكتك وامام حضرتك وخزائن رحمتك وطريق شريعتك المتلذذ بتوحيدك انسان عين الوجود والسبب من كل موجود واعيا لوحي داعيا الى الله تعالى. وأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا فتحنا لك فتحا مبينا ليغفر لك الله ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر ويتم نعمته عليك ويهديك صراطا مستقيما. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا مولانا محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. Most respected ulama kiram, hufaz, elders, brothers in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Before starting, I'd just like to mention one or two things. Firstly, this is a very, very, very honorable gathering. It is known as A'azamul Qurbat, the greatest of pious deeds, to discuss the mahamid, the beauty, the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what we should do is have in our hearts awe for the occasion, respect for the occasion, and sit comfortably, but please don't stretch your feet towards the Qibla. If you are very tired, sit against the wall and stretch your feet eastwards, southwards, whichever way, but not towards the Qibla. And have this awe and love in your heart for the occasion firstly, and respect for the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, and respect and love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of the objectives of these gatherings is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, you can't be a true believer until I am more beloved to you than yourself, your parents, your wife, your children, and everything else in this dunya. Now, to increase and fill our hearts with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have to try and understand who he was sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have to understand what he had, what he had been gifted by Allah Ta'ala with. Then we can begin to appreciate and increase our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another important thing is the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be mentioned frequently. Please, that every time the Mubarak name is mentioned sallallahu alaihi wasallam, read Durood audibly. So your reciting Durood Sharif audibly will be an encouragement to those around you to recite as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, Al-Bakhilu man tukirtu indahu falam yusalli alayya. A miser is that person in his presence my name is mentioned and he doesn't recite Durood. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَقَدْ سَلَكَ تَرِيكَ جَهَنَّمْ. A person in whose presence my name is mentioned and doesn't recite Durood is treading the path towards Jahannam. And we know the famous hadith in Ramadan when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended the minbar and he said Ameen three times. The Sahaba asked him the reason, and he said one of the things was Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam cursed that person who hears the Mubarak name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and doesn't recite Durood. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Ameen. So there's no way this dua is not going to be accepted. We don't want to fall foul of that. So please, when not only tonight, whenever you hear the Mubarak name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, recite Durood, and inshallah you will come closer to Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One thing I must apologize to you. I don't know how your Maulis have got me to come here and speak. There are so many great ulama who would have done far better than I. And I feel terribly embarrassed, man. Terribly embarrassed to sit here when there are such great ulama around. They rather do the talking and bless this gathering. You are all pious people, alhamdulillah. And you have to be addressed by a gunegar like me. Tawbah astaghfirullah, tawbah astaghfirullah. Make dua for me that Allah Ta'ala makes me also pious. Allah Ta'ala keep us all with iman, take us with iman, save us from dependence on His creation, inshaAllah. We begin by making shukr to Allah Jalla wa'ala for the great, great ni'mat of Iman that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. Iman is such a priceless commodity that no amount of money in the dunya can buy Iman. If a person owns all the treasures of this world and 100 times more, he still cannot buy Iman. Because Iman is gifted by Allah Ta'ala to whomsoever He pleases. And whatever good comes to a person, he hasn't achieved it, he hasn't striven for it, he was not eligible for it. Allah Ta'ala in His wisdom decides who to give to. As Allah Ta'ala Himself says in the Quran, مَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ حَسَنَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Any good that comes to you is from Allah Ta'ala. It has nothing to do with us. We've done nothing to earn it. We've done nothing to make ourselves eligible for it. Without any eligibility on our part, without any effort on our part, Allah Ta'ala blessed us with this great, great, great virtue of Iman. And Iman is such a noble quality in a person. First of all, it will be the criterion to distinguish between perpetual suffering or perpetual comfort in the qabr and the akhirat. If a person had Iman, he has departed from this dunya with what we say, Fawzul Kabir, the greatest success. Because he'll be in perpetual comfort. Perpetual is a small word. But if you look at the time span, it is limitless. It just goes on and on, and it's going to go on and on and on and on. And you can put another 1,000,000 ons on it, and it will still carry on. And Allah protect us all. Allah protect us. If a person leaves this dunya without Iman, he's got nothing to look forward to. Perpetual damnation and punishment. And you know, the punishment in the qabr and akhirat is of such a nature. For example, in this dunya, if a person is fatally ill, he suffers, there is difficulty involved. But it must come to an end at some time. Death will, there is no death. There is no death. Your skin burns down. In this dunya, then you treat it, new skin grows, alhamdulillah, you are right. There Allah Ta'ala says, once your skin has burned, وَبَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرَ أَلْيَ ذُوكُ الْعَذَابِ. We will change their skin so they feel the pain all over again. May Allah protect us. And one misconception we have is that Iman only has to do with the qabr and akhirat. Iman has to do with our lives in this dunya as well. There are many ayat in the Quran which tell out clearly that if you have Iman, you will enjoy a tranquil life, a comfortable life. Comfortable, you may be poor, you may be living in a squatter camp, but you will be content. I'll quote one or two ayat to you. Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَعِيِّمْ مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ. Many people in many areas, أَتَتْ أَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهَا. They turned away, they rejected the commandments of Allah Ta'ala and the commandments of His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَأَذَّبْنَاهَا. We punished them. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا. If the people of this place had brought Iman and Taqwa, لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ. We would have opened for them the barakat of the heavens. It would have come raining down on them. وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبُوا. But they rejected. فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ. We punished them. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلرَّسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. O people, answer the call of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul so that you may love. Love here doesn't mean just loving. It means love a life of contentment. Love a life of tranquility and contentment. The converse is also true. If you don't answer the call of Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there's no way you're going to live a tranquil life. No matter what material means and gains you may have, you will never. For example, if you take the West at large, they have the most modern means at their disposal. Everything is press button. They stand far, press the button, the door of the house opens. They stand far from the car and they press the button and the car starts up. But no iman, no iman. And Allah Ta'ala says, Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Tranquility of the heart comes with dhikr. And only a Muslim can make dhikr. Kafir can't make dhikr. So no matter what he has, he'll never find tranquility. That is why, in spite of what they have, they have to take tablets to sleep. Then in the morning they have to take tablets to wake up. Then in the day they have to take tablets to keep going and make sure they don't fall asleep. Then in the evening again they have to take tablets to make sure they sleep. And a Muslim, alhamdulillah, is always ready to sleep. You put him in front of the Mauli Sahab, tell Mauli Sahab, start talking. Mauli Sahab talks for 3 minutes, Buzruk's head is down. Jumma time, the Mauli Sahab hardly starts speaking, Buzruk is fast asleep, snoring comfortably. It is also a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala to be able to sleep. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ مَنَامُكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. One of his great signs are that you are able to sleep in the day and the night. Ask people who can't sleep what they go through. Ask them. On your own, the whole night, you've got to see it through. Because everybody else is sleeping. So we need to make a lot of shukr for this great ni'mat of iman. And like I say, it hasn't only got to do with qabr and akhirat, it's got to do with everything in this dunya as well. And what we must do is daily read 2 rakats shukr namaz. And say, Ya Allah, I am reading these 2 rakats, making shukr to you, for the great ni'mat of iman that you have bestowed upon me without any effort on my part, without any eligibility on my part. The most undeserving person in this whole dunya of this ni'mat of yours is me. And in the Quran Allah Ta'ala says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you make shukr, I will increase that ni'mat for you. So if you make shukr for iman, Allah Ta'ala will increase that yaqeen of ours in our iman. Anything you want to preserve, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. You are putting it in the protection of Allah Ta'ala. Even our payatatas, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala that He has given you, He will protect it for you. And read du'as that the Anbiya read, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us for the preservation of iman. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis salihin. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma. Ya arhamar rahimin bi rahmatika astaghith. Ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika astaghith. Ya ghayatal mustaghithin aghithna. Read these du'as. Another thing, do as much good as you can. Good deeds are the nutrients of our iman. You know, like plants need sunlight, water, wind, then they flourish. Same with iman. If you do good deeds, amal is salihah, inshallah Allah Ta'ala will strengthen your iman to such an extent that Shaitan will never be able to snatch it away. We must remember one thing, Shaitan took a vow in front of Allah Ta'ala that I will take the iman of your followers away from them. Another important thing is abstain from sun. Sun by its very nature is such that it weakens your iman. Your iman will wither to such an extent that Shaitan at will can snatch it away from you. Your iman will wither to such an extent that without you realizing even, Shaitan will snatch it away from you. I'll quickly give you an example. I may have mentioned this before. There was a doctor in Multan. When a Jamaat from Marlborough went to Pakistan, they met this doctor. And this doctor says, it was my great desire to be at the bedside of the Muslimin who were in Sakarat, in other words, their last moments, and try and ensure that they depart with the Kalima. He said, I attended the deaths of over 100 people. Only 7 recited the Kalima. He said, others started singing. Others started mentioning the name of actresses and actresses. Others clearly said, I don't want to. Others said, I want to, but the words are not coming. The barrier of sin. The barrier of sin. So before we sin, think properly. Think properly. Another great disappointment in sin is we deprive ourselves of the barakat of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Allah Ta'ala in Mi'raj said, As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salim. Peace be on us and the pious servants of Allah Ta'ala. If you are gunegar, you immediately out of the dua. You're depriving yourself of the barakat of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And another evil in sin is you lose all the benefits that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned for taqwa in the Quran Kareem. There are many ayat which say that if you have taqwa, Allah Ta'ala will do this. So I'll just quote one or two to you. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. If you have taqwa, Allah Ta'ala will create an opening for you from all your difficulties. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Allah Ta'ala will give you a rozi in a way that even you won't understand and know where it's coming from. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. If you have taqwa, Allah Ta'ala will make things easy for you. إِنْ تَتَّقُ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. If you have taqwa, Allah Ta'ala will give you the ability to distinguish between right and wrong. Intuitively it will be in you. The converse is also true. If you don't have taqwa, you'll never be able to distinguish between right and wrong. And forever you'll be at loggerheads with your Mawlvi Sahib and your Imam, thinking you are right. You don't have taqwa, you can't even think straight. So please people, abstain from sin. And the sins of the day, unfortunately, chatline, Facebook, internet sex. I don't know how you have sex with a machine. I've never worked that out, but it is prevalent in great numbers today. May Allah protect us. May Allah protect us. You know, many people, unfortunately, they have cell phones, they have the internet, they do all these dandas. When they die, their children get hold of the phone because it's theirs now. The internet is theirs. And they check, they see, Baba was involved in these dandas. Toba, astaghfirullah. Now you need the dua the most because you're in the grave. And they say, near you, not the stopi anymore, out of our lives. You left like an orphan in the grave by yourself. Another bad thing about this cat line, and that listen properly. This is zina. Is zina. A person spends his whole night talking to females with one objective, to fulfill his lust and desire. This is zina. And in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, La yazna zani hina yazni wa huwa mu'min. At the time of committing zina, you're not a mu'min. Because your iman leaves your body. It hovers above your head. And will only come back when you stop sinning and make tawbah. Now this person is busy all night. When the azan starts, he says, right, enough. Now it goes to sleep. What the firm resolve that tomorrow night after Isha I start again. So where is his iman? For 24 hours every day there's no iman in his body, man. And if he dies, Allah protect us. Allah protect us. I don't even want to say it. So whoever is involved, today unfortunately mothers, grandmothers, grandfathers, all involved. Recently 2-3 marriages broke up because husband found their wives chatting to other people. Obviously a man has his dignity, man. He said, if you being married to me talking to other men, I don't need you in my life. Talak, 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 finish. The whole family's life goes into upheaval. May Allah save us, may Allah protect us. So make lot of shukr for iman. Do good deeds to strengthen our iman. Abstain from sin like never before. One other thing. You see the Zionists. It's a long story, I don't want to go into it too long. They know between them and total world dominion is the pious Muslim. Not their kind of Muslim or Bush's or Blair's Muslim. No. The genuine, proper Muslim. So they do everything at their disposal, to take you out of iman. I mean, you drive on the highway, you see the billboards. All inviting you to sex. Anything you hear, anything you read, is only an invitation to sex. Once you get involved, finished. You are their kind of Muslim now. They're very happy. So show some resistance, man. This is a jihad. This is a jihad. You know, when Rasulullah returned from a jihad against the enemy, he said, now we're in the big jihad against our nafs. So do the best you can. And one very important thing. Allah Ta'ala in His wisdom, through all ages, when difficulties came, He provided sanctuary. In this day, the sanctuary is join the Jamaat. Once you join the Jamaat sincerely, you are protected. Also with that, do get involved in some form of learning and teaching. Do kitab reading at home. There's sanctuary in that. And lastly, establish contact with our pious elders. Maulana Yunus Patel, Maulana Abdul Hamid, Mufti Razaul Haq, Maulana Akudi, Maulana Zunaid Mullah, Maulana Shabir Saluji, Maulana Ibrahimiya in Lens. There are too many to mention by name. Phone them regularly and mention your difficulties to them. When I say difficulties, tell them straight, that Maulana, I can't abstain from the jet line, man. It's like a drug in me. What do I do? They won't mock at you, they'll give you good sound advice. And this Islahi Ta'alluq is first, just like namaz is first, this is first. To come bayat is sunnah. But to have Islahi Ta'alluq with a spiritual elder is first. You can ask any mufti, he'll tell you. And if he tells you contrary to what I'm saying you, he's on the payroll of the Zionists. Believe me, it's something to laugh, but it's true. It is essential. For example, you want to do engineering, you go to an engineer to study. You don't go to the barber to study engineering. You want to become a blockman, you don't go to the barber, you go to the butcher. Same, you want to be a believer, you go to our pious elders. And Allah Ta'ala has said in the Quran, اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Have taqwa and be with the pious. So he will always ensure that there are people around who can guide us spiritually. Then we move on and we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala that he has made us ummatis of the greatest in his entire creation, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taslima. No matter how much you try and praise Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will always fall short. You will never be able to do justice, not a gunegar like me, not even the pious. So much beauty, character, generosity, every virtue that exists in man, Allah Ta'ala gave it to Rasulullah in full. And every defect in man, Rasulullah was the first furthest away from it. Allah Ta'ala in His wisdom created this entire universe for one object only, man. As a stage for the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taslima. He told Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have created you nor anything else. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so elevated in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala that he is the only person in the entire creation concerning whom Allah Ta'ala said, لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ دَمْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. Allah Ta'ala has forgiven you your minor errors of judgment. Nobody committed minor sins or major sins. Errors of judgment sometimes crept in. In the case of Rasul, he was given an assurance by Allah Ta'ala. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to spend his night in ibadat to such an extent, make dua for the ummah, man, cried, shed tears in front of Allah Ta'ala. And his feet used to swell, used to stand on one foot and give respite to his swollen foot. ذَلَمْتُ سُنَّةَ مَنْ أَحْيَبْ دِلَامَ إِلَىٰ إِنِشْتَكَرْ قَدْمَاهُ الدُّرُّمِ وَرَمِ. Sahih Qasida Burda says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I made zulm on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he lit up the night with ibadah until his feet used to swell. Hazrat Aisha once told him, man, that Ya Rasulullah, why are you taking strain? Allah Ta'ala has already said, لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَى. Allah Ta'ala has forgiven your minor errors or judgment. What did he reply? He said, أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Should I not be grateful for that? That is why I am expending my effort and energy. Then eventually Allah Ta'ala revealed and said, Taha, O beloved Nabi, we didn't reveal the Quran to you to make your life difficult. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took it, not left it totally. According to the ulama, tahajjud was farz on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He never missed it in his entire life. May Allah Ta'ala give us to tawfiq to appreciate the greatness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and make two rakat shukr namaz ye also every day, and say, Ya Allah, a gunagar like me, you linked me to this great, great Nabi of yours. I can never thank you enough, man. Any amount of shukr I make will be totally inadequate, but I make the shukr, it is not worthy of acceptance. What the barakat of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam accept, man. And as Maulana mentioned, every step of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life, even before he was conceived, was miraculous. If you sit down with a pen and try and count the miracles in the life, you will never succeed. Somebody once asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when were you a Nabi? He said, when Adam alayhi salam was still bayn al-jasad wa ruh. He wasn't even created and I was made a Nabi already. But he didn't receive wahi. He was declared to be a Nabi. Wahi came at the age of 40. And how wahi came? A person was a total ummi. He never sat in the company of any learned person his whole life. The Meccans knew this. And suddenly pearls of wisdom started flowing from his Mubarak tongue, the Quran Kareem. And the Arabs knew their language well, man. They were proud of it. They all put up their hands and said, this is definitely not the work of man. This is divine. And we have the Quran with us today. We have the Quran with us. You read it with love, respect and awe. And read lots of durood, send lots of durood to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amongst the virtues of durood mentioned is, you will benefit, your children will benefit, and your grandchildren will benefit from your recitation. That's a guarantee that even your grandchildren will die with iman. Another great benefit is mentioned, that those who make zulm on you, like the Zionists, and even personally sometimes people make zulm of you, if you read the rule, Allah Ta'ala will take care of them. So read Lord Durood with the niyyat that Ya Allah, destroy our enemies, man, the Zionists, the Americans, they're heaping it on our people in Pakistan, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in Palestine. And Alhamdulillah, don't despair, the tide is turning. The black man in the White House sent 35,000 extra troops to annihilate the Taliban in Afghanistan. They said 3 months we'll wipe them out. After the first week, they're not even talking about it anymore. Because they're getting hiding like nothing then. What they went through in Vietnam will be cake compared to what they're going through today. Make dua, keep making dua, man. Don't forget them in our duas. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life was so miraculous, so miraculous. Time is going, I'll mention just a few incidents. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala had a topi. Before he went to battle, he couldn't find his topi. So he asked the Sahaba, hey, where's my topi? Eventually they found it. So they asked him, what's with you and this topi now? So he said, you know, when Rasulullah was having his hair cut, I managed to get a few strands of that hair and I put it in this, it's in this topi. And I have full conviction in the fact that it is with the barakat of the hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I enjoy victory in battle. He said, it has never disappointed me till this day. The Mubarak saliva of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had such an effect. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was eating dried meat, and few sisters came to him. And they said, give us some of this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said, no, we want from your mouth. So he gave them. They ate. They never suffered thirst, never suffered bad breath their whole lives, man. Another woman came, she was known to have a very vile tongue. It's normal for a woman. So she saw Rasulullah eating the meat, dried meat. So she said, Ya Rasulullah, give me some. So Rasulullah said, she said, no, I want from your mouth. So Rasulullah bit a piece of what he was eating and gave it to her, and she ate it. It is said since that day, there was no sweeter tongue among the women of Madinah Munawwara than hers. The perspiration of Rasul, normally you know when a person perspires, hey, you think of life, boy. But in the case of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to sleep at the house of Hazrat Anas's mother in the afternoon, and they used to use like leather sheets, and he used to perspire, and Hazrat Anas's mother used to gather the perspiration in a bottle. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked her, what are you doing? She said, we mix it with our attar. It is more pure than the attar itself. The Sahaba say, if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed and you want to know which boy's head he had touched, just follow your nose. You will smell the fragrance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's not ether, normal. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A sahabi says, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam held my hand. I felt the coolness of his touch, and the fragrance of that salam remained on my hand for long, long, long time thereafter. And they said, if you want to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, follow him with your nose. You will smell the fragrance of Rasulullah. This was natural, it wasn't attar put on. And the outward beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Ta'ala made it the most perfect, perfect, perfect beauty, handsome in the entire creation. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala says, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting on a Laylatul Idhyan, a night that was very, very, very clear. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had on a maroonish shawl and lungi. He said, I looked at him, I looked at the moon, and I said, hey, he far outshines the moon. One woman performed Hajj with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another woman told her, describe Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to me. She said, the best I can tell you, it was like looking at the face of Rasul, looking at the rising sun. A sahabi says, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was happy, istanara wajhuhu al-mubarak, his whole face used to light up, man. His whole face used to light up like the full moon, and we could see it on him. They said when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled, the noor would bounce off the wall he was facing. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke, noor would emanate from his mouth. And the muhaddithin say this was not a figure of speech, genuine. Once Aisha radiallahu ta'ala was sitting in the house and sewing. Now they had little lamps, man, and the needle fell out of her hand. She tried to feel around for it, she couldn't. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered, made salam, and the noor from his mubarak mouth lit up that needle. And she saw it and she picked it up. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is so much barakat. I'll end with this. Maulana is getting excited. The time is going. Sahib Kasida Burda says, "When ate dambin, if I kumatsan, Oma ahadi bimuntakidin minhu, my covenant of iman in Rasulullah's love will never die, even though my sons are there. فَإِنَّ لِي مِنْهُ ذِمَّةً بِتَسْمِيَتِي, because I have a relationship with him because of the barakat of my name, Muhammadan. My name is also Muhammad. وَهُوَ أَوْفَ الْخَلْقِ بِالذِّمَمِ, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that kind of person who was the most strong in fulfilling his promises. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala says that on the day of Qiyamah, there will be two people standing in front of Allah ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala will say, "Abdaya, my two servants, go to Jannah." They will say, "Ya Allah, we've done nothing, man. You're not sending us in there to mock at us, and when we read that, draw us back." Allah Ta'ala says, "No, I have made it a promise that anybody who enjoys the name Ahmad or Muhammad, I will never punish them." Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Jafar ibn Muhammad says that on the day of Qiyamah, a call will be made, "Muhammad, Ahmad, stand, go straight to Jannah." Allah Ta'ala will never punish a person whose name is Ahmad or Muhammad. Hazrat Abu Umama, I'm pretty sure it is him, subject to correction, says, any person who is blessed with a son, and tabarrukan, with the niyat of barakat, he names his son Ahmad or Muhammad, Allah Ta'ala will put him and his son into Jannah. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, any dastarkhan, when food is laid, if there's Ahmad or Muhammad participating in that meal, Allah Ta'ala will bless that house twice on that day, man. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if we have children, if we are blessed with newborn children, name them Ahmad and Muhammad. And we Indians have one thing in our head, that if your name is Muhammad, your son's name can't be Muhammad. It's wrong. There's nothing wrong. There were many great scholars, Allama Ibn Jazari Shafi Rahmatullah Alayh, the person who wrote the Hisn-e Haseen. His name was Muhammad Ibn Muhammad Ibn Muhammad Ibn Muhammad Al-Jazari Shafi. And Imam Ghazali also, Rahmatullah Alayh, Muhammad Ibn Muhammad Ibn Muhammad. There's nothing wrong with it. So only we Indians, internet Mawlanas, say you can't have, your son can't enjoy your name. We'll end with this internet Mawlana thing. Please, hold on to the mazhab. If you're a Shafi, stay a Shafi. If you're a Hanafi, stay a Hanafi. If you're Maliki, stay Maliki. If you're humbly, stay humbly. If you're going to read the internet, they'll tell you that the mazhab means nothing. The propaganda, they'll say, this is India only. Nonsense. The mazhab, and people stuck to the mazhabs from the time of the Muhaddithin. Imam Bayhaqi Rahmatullah, one of the greatest Muhaddithin, remained Shafi throughout his whole life. Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani Rahmatullah, in the year 900, wrote the most authentic, widely accepted commentary on Bukhari. Everybody who wrote on Bukhari after that quotes him extensively, man. He remained Shafi throughout his life. He could have been an Imam himself. Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Alayhi, the author of Riyadhus Salihin, the most well-read hadith book in the entire world. And he wrote books on every subject you can think of. He remained a Shafi throughout his whole life. Imam Tahawi rahmatullah alayhi, Hanafi, he was a muhaddith par excellence man. He remained a Hanafi throughout his life. He could have been a mujtahid himself. We can't even write our name in Arabic, unfortunately. And we want to become a mujtahid ourselves. Allah protect us. I am telling you, if you part company with the mazhab, you will flounder like a ship without a pilot. And when death comes, you won't know what is going on. Because the mazhabs have been endorsed by the great, great, great people. And people had ziyarat. Hazrat Shah Waliullah Dehlawi rahmatullah alayhi wanted to go it on his own. He was visited by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and told him, stay in the mazhab. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give me tawfiq and all of us. I make dua that Allah Ta'ala gives me tawfiq to benefit from what I have said. I need it more than anybody else. And those who have heard what I said, may Allah Ta'ala give you also tawfiq to benefit from it. May Allah Ta'ala increase our iman, increase our yaqeen, and may Allah Ta'ala make us of those who appreciate His greatness and the greatness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taslima. And read lots of durood, make shukr tayliman for the ni'mat of iman and the ni'mat of this relationship that we enjoy with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahib Qasida Burda says, وَمُنْدُ أَلْزَمْتُ أَفْكَارِ مَدَائِهَهُ. From the time I spent my time praising Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَجَدْتُهُ لِخَلَاسِ خَيْرَ مُلْتَزْمِ. I found something to hold on to for my difficulties. Our Shaykh Ilahi Bash Kandalwi says, Ya Shafi Ali Barekul Diyadi, O the one who the intercessor of servants, take me by the hand. Anta fil istirare mu'tamadi. In times of stress, I rely on you to see me through. Laysa li malja'un siwak. I have no place of refuge but with you. Ghassani ad-dahru sayyidi sanadi. I am overcome by the ravages of time. Kum mughithan. Be there to my succor. Save me. Fa anta li madadi. You are my only help. Then he says, laysa li ta'atun wala amal. I don't have a good deed to my credit. Pray the rubik, but your love. But your love. At the end he says, Laitani kuntu turba taybatikum. I wish I was the sand of Medina so I could kiss your temples. Go to Medina, man. Go to Medina, kiss the ground. Walk barefoot in Medina Munawwara. Stand in front of the Master and cry and beg for salvation for yourself, for us, for the entire Ummah. Instead of going to Cape Town and Durban and Brussels and Europe, what is there? What do you want to get? Nudity, that's about it. To what a wife? Maybe one is not enough, marry another one. And two are not enough, marry three, marry four. Unfortunately, I had better end. This, you see, we think polygamy is not our lifestyle. And because of this, you can lose your iman if you think like that. Because it is an accepted pillar in deen. Correct, Maulana? And because we hold it in scorn, what is happening? There's a whole line of widows and young girls not married, and nobody is going to marry them. Because a person has one wife, he'll rather go to the brothel to fulfill his needs. His wife will know about it. She'll keep quiet. She'll be happy. Let him make a second wife. Oy, oy. Even the pious will criticize him. May Allah guide us all, man. Speak to the ulama, sit in their company, fix our iman up, man. Time is running short. All the minor signs of Qiyamah are in place. It needs one major sign to start. Rasulullah warned us. When Qiyamah comes near, natural disasters will abound. Look at Haiti, what happened. The tsunamis, mudslides all over the place, rain like never before, unseasonal snowfalls. These are signs to us that wake up, time is going. Mark for taking up your time. A gunigar like me had no right to speak to you, man. I don't know how your movies have convinced me to come here. In future, I'll be wise. Make mark, make dua. Who's going to read the dua? Maulana? No.
JazakAllah khairan jazmana for those most valuable advices, inshallah, which we take to heart and make glad that Allah Ta'ala guides us to put to practice, inshallah, and make glad Allah Ta'ala gives Mawlana as well as all our guests who have graced us tonight with their presence, barakat in their lives, inshallah, and keep us in them steadfast at all times, inshallah.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Nabiina wa Shafiina wa Mawlana Muhammadin wa Barik wa Sallim. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب رسولك وحب من ينفون وحب عندك واجعل حبك أحب الأشياء إلينا اللهم نسألك الاستمساك بسنة نبيك ورسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من الانحراف وما جاء به اللهم اسلمنا من شر الفتن وعافنا من جميع المحن واصلح من ما ظهر وما بطن ونقي قلوبنا من الحقد والحسد ولا تجعلنا عبادا لاحد اللهم نسلم الاخزى باحسن ما تعلم والترك لسيء ما تعلم ونسلم التكلف بالرزق والزهد في الكفاف والبخرج بالبيان من كل شبهة والفلج بالصواب في كل حجة اللهم اننا ظلما فيما بيننا وبينك وظلوما فيما بيننا وبين خلقك اللهم ما كان لك من فغفره وما كان من لخلق فتحمله عنا اللهم نبهر بالعلم قلوبنا واستعمل بطانك أبداننا وخلص من الفتن أسرنا واشغل بالاعتبار أفقنا وكنا شر وصاب الشيطان واجرنا منه يا رحمن حتى لا يكون له لسلطان اللهم نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك ورسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من الهرب ما جاء به نبي ورسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم يا الله محظم فضل الفضل ہمارے اوپر عمر کی تمام گناہوں کو معاف فرما یا اللہ ہم سب کو تیرے دین کی خدمت کے لئے قبول فرما یا اللہ رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سچی محبت نصیب فرما یا اللہ پورے عالم کے مسلمانوں کی ایمان جان مال عزت عبر اولادوں کی حفاظت فرما یا اللہ ہمارے والدین اساتذہ مشائخ کی پوری پوری مغفرت فرما اے رب کریم امت کے حال پر ہم فرما امت کی مغفرت فرما امت کی اصلاح فرما یا اللہ حق کی محبت دلوں کے اندر پیدا فرما باطل کی نفرت دلوں کے اندر پیدا فرما یا اللہ حیا والی زندگی نصیب فرما بے حیائی سے پوری پوری حفاظت فرما یا اللہ ہمارے اکابرین حضرت مولانا یونس صاحب اور جتنے اکابرین موجود ہیں تمام کی عمروں کے اندر بھی انتہا برکت نصیب فرما اتباع سنت کا جذبہ پیدا فرما یا اللہ آج تک جو گناہ اس کو معاف فرما گناہوں سے بچنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما آپ کی شفاعت نصیب فرما امت کی ہر کس کی تکلیف کو دور فرما یا اللہ اس وقت کے فرعون اترے غضب کے دریا کے اندر غرق فرما اس ملک کے اندر دینی آزادی کو یا اللہ قائم اور دائم فرما اس کے شکر ادا کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما یا اللہ امت کے حق ہونے کو یا اللہ ادا کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما آپ کے ساتھ سچی محبت نصیب فرما یا اللہ اس بستی کے اندر جتنے موجود ہیں یہاں مسجد کے تمام کو تیرے دین کی خدمت کے لیے قبول فرما پوری امت کے لیے خیر کا فیصلہ فرما یا اللہ جہاں بھی کوئی امتی پریشان حال ہے تو جانتا ہے یا اللہ ان کی ہر قسم کی پریشانی کو دور فرما یا اللہ جو مظلوم مسلمان جیلوں کے اندر پڑے ہیں یا اللہ ان پر عجیب عجیب مظالم کیے جاتے ہیں یا اللہ تم کے حال پر رحم فرما، یا اللہ تو ان کے خاندانوں کو صبر نصیب فرما، یا اللہ ان کی رہائی کے شکے پیدا فرما، پوری امت کو یا اللہ تیرے دل رجوع کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما، پوری امت کو اسباب رحمت اختیار کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما، اسباب غضب اور لعنت سے بچنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما، یا اللہ تیری نعمتوں کی قدردانی کی توفیق نصیب فرما، ایمان کی نعمت کی قدردانی کی توفیق نصیب فرما، ایمان کے ساتھ موت نصیب فرما، یا اللہ جس کی جو کوئی جائز حاجات ہو یا اللہ تو پورا فرما، جس کو جو تکلیف ہو یا اللہ تو ان تکلیف کو دور فرما، ہمارے نوجوانوں مرد ہمارے نوجوان لڑکوں لڑکی تمام کو تیرے دین کی طرف مائل فرما، ہم سب کو اپنے گناہوں سے سچی پکی توبہ نصیب فرما، تیرے رضا و محبت نصیب فرما، آپ کی شفاعت نصیب فرما، یا اللہ آپ کی مبارک ہاتھ سے جامع قبر نصیب فرما اور بلا حساب اگر جنرل فردوس کے اندر داخلہ نصیب فرما، اس مجلس کو بھی انتہا قبول فرما، ہم سب کے لیے مغفرت کا زہرہ بنا، قصر درود کو محبت کے ساتھ یا اللہ بھیجنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما، قصر تلاوت کی توفیق نصیب فرما، قرآن کریم کی صحیح سمجھ نصیب فرما، اس پر یقین کامل نصیب فرما، یا اللہ اس پر عمل کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما، وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ خیر خلقہ سیدنا مولانا محمد وعلیٰ آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین۔